Jesus sends out 70 of his disciples out as lambs in the midst of wolves. At first, it may sound like he's sending them out for certain defeat and death. Like snow cones being sent out into the scorching July afternoon pavement. After all, lambs are innocent, helpless, baby sheep. They're adorable, but to wolves, they're edible, easy and delicious meal, especially if they leave the fold of the adult sheep in care and protection of the shepherd. It almost sounds like Jesus is intentionally sending out his sheep to be devoured by wolves. But if we look at the overall context, it is quite the opposite. He sends them out two by two. You'll remember Noah. Noah sends out animals two by two to be fruitful and to multiply and to rebuild the world that almost ended in self-destruction. Jesus is now rebuilding our world by sending out his disciples two by two to extend the reign of his power. He certainly does it in a way that is perplexing and counterintuitive, because he sends them out as lambs in the midst of wolves. Jesus is keeping it real. He doesn't sugarcoat what it means to be a disciple. He prepares them for physical, spiritual, emotional challenges ahead. It's going to feel like we are helpless lambs out there, exposed to the ravenous wolves. It will feel like the shepherd is not with us at times. And with respect to wolves, it's not just a feeling. In fact, evil is palpable. Wolves are out there, gunning down our young people in our city streets and in our places of worship. Wolves are persecuting and killing our sister and brother lambs around the world. Jesus is clear that not everyone will accept and welcome the good news we Christ followers preach. And that message is simple, that we're all loved, accepted, and forgiven in the person and work of the Good Shepherd Jesus Christ. But as the shepherd's lambs, Jesus tells us we will face misunderstanding, rejection, and even violence as the body of Christ. It is the very nature of wolves to go after the weak and the vulnerable. And that is exactly who we are, truly who we are as the people of God, the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. We are, in and of ourselves, weak and vulnerable. We're powerless in ourselves. When we step out into the world in the name of Jesus, we are making ourselves even more vulnerable to misunderstanding, rejection, and even worse. Jesus asks us to trust him, just as he sends out the 70. He sends them out barefoot and barehanded. He asks them to depend on the hospitality of others whom they had not have even met. He encourages them not to take rejection personally, that to reject them is to reject him. Their struggle is really with the good news of Christ's kingdom that is difficult to understand. I send you out like lambs among wolves, Jesus says. I'm sending you out in what will often feel like certain defeat and the good shepherd's absence. But I am with you every step. I personally admire the courage of the 70 who go out and they do exactly what Jesus tells them to do. They come back surprised, overjoyed, perplexed, and excited about participating in extending God's reign. They get to participate. They get to witness what Jesus does through them, extending God's healing, forgiveness, and love to the world. Jesus even cures the demons that haunt and plague humanity and the people they come across. They're surprised that Jesus was with them. In his name, they did all of these things. And that Jesus has the power to defang the wolves and take away their appetite for fresh lamb. This is the kind of power of the kingdom of God. It's what the prophet foretold in Messiah's kingdom to come, that the wolf will lay down, will take a nap with the lamb in Isaiah, that both wolf and lamb will graze in the field and share a salad bar together, the wolf becoming no longer carnivore, but herbivore in the kingdom of God. We are those lambs that go out to do the shepherd's work in the strong name of Jesus. We carry his strength with us among wolves. It's by his power that even the demons that plague us in the world are driven out in his name. The greatest surprise is not that God is with us. He promises that. The greatest surprise is that we are rewarded for something that we didn't even earn or deserve. Our names are written in heaven. He does not ask us to do anything more than what he has already done for us, sending us out as lambs among wolves. For he is the Lamb of God who was sent out in the midst of wolves into a wolf-infested world and into our wolf-infested hearts. He took upon himself the ravenous violence. He is the sacrificial lamb who surrendered his life to that fox, Herod, the wild dogs that surrounded him around the cross, and the wolves of the cross of Calvary. He is the lamb that was slain, but has now risen victorious over death and sin and even evil itself. In the name of Jesus, our sins are forgiven. In the name of Jesus, we have the assurance of eternal life, that our names are written in heaven. In the name of Jesus, he's taken our names off the wolf's menu and has put them into the Lamb's book of life. In the name of Jesus, we have that assurance of eternal life. In the name of Jesus, our names, ourselves, our souls are secure in the Good Shepherd's care, even as we journey through this valley of the shadow of death. We fear no evil, and we get to participate in extending his reign of love to the world around us. Spread the reign of God, the Lord, spoken, written, mighty word. Everywhere his creatures call to his heavenly banquet hall. Tell of our Redeemer's grace who to save our human race and to pay rebellion's price, gave himself as sacrifice. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.